Greetings and welcome to Final Girl Theaters. Are you using your fabulous Screen Queen app today? Would you like to sign up for buy one get one free movie tickets for you and your... also get free popcorn? Yeah? Okay. Thanks. You can just fill in your name, zip code, and phone number. What's the zip code here? Here's our address on the poster next to you. You don't know your zip code, dude? What, do you just move here or something? Oh, got it. Well, welcome to the city. Can I see your ticket? Thanks. Is this your, first time seeing it? Well, tell us what you think. Me? Yeah, I've seen it. Well, unfortunately, I am held to the cinema code. Can't say anything if it's still in theaters. Alrighty. You're going to be in Theater 7. It's on the right side down the hallway. Are you wanting to do any snacks or popcorn? Alrighty. Follow me this way, handsome. Hmm? Yep. I am the... Were you just looking at my legs? Huh. Okay. Well, I am the ticket checker, concessions gal, and janitorial staff, as well as judge, jury, and executioner. Yeah, it is. It's like one of those locally owned theaters, you know? Historic. The current owner's parents used to own it. It's been a whole family affair, and it's like super loved in the city and everything. We do just as well as the bigger corporate theaters in the area, so. Me? I don't know. I love movies, I guess. And, I have a work from home thing, and it isn't very demanding, so I'm able to come here and do a more active job of something that I like. Oh, wow, do I not come across as jolly and festive? Not even with the elf hat? Ah, makes me look cute, but not festive and jolly. Interesting. Do I like it? I mean, it's kind of itchy, but other than that, it's fine. Oh, the job. Yeah. When I'm not here on Christmas Eve, I love it. Normally there's more of us here, but there's only two today. It's just me and our muscle Nick we have working in the back. Yep, that means I'm doing everything up here. We had a record 4 people call out today, and it would be impressive if it didn't piss me off so much. You want popcorn? Yeah. Do you want to use your free one now or later? Okay, later. Yeah, what size do you want? Okay, cool. Actually, do you want the bigger size? I'll give it to you for the same price. We'll just have less popcorn to throw out. You'd actually be saving me an upset stomach, so I usually take the leftovers home. Okay, cool. Anything else? Oh, we are out of hot dogs. Sorry. Any candy or anything like that? Well, here. Take a cup. Really, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. The soda machine's down the hallway. Do you want to use that or do you want me to fill it with a Slurpee for you? Yeah, I can do that. Do you want the blue raspberry? Do you want the Coke? Alright, got it. Okay, so Slurpee's free. Popcorn you're paying for. No hot dogs, unfortunately, but I will put my employee discount on everything, which makes it $7. Cool. Okay, and here's your change. I give my employee discount whenever. Aunt, don't worry about it. Just chalk it up to the holidays. Wow. Thank you. No one has said thanks for working on Christmas Eve, like, all day. That's really sweet. Enjoy your movie.
Oh, hey!
A good time to take, like, bathroom break if you need to or anything is when the polar bear shows up. Things are slow for a little bit after that. Yeah, no problem. Oh, hey, you're back. And a little after the polar bear shows up, too. What do you mean? I told you, it's the cinema code. They take it seriously. I have to serve as neutral ground for movie opinions until after you come out from finished seeing the movie. Hey, in the movie's defense, you walked out of it. You haven't seen the whole thing. Okay, yeah, it's dog shit. J.K. Simmons is the best part, and they made sure to get rid of him very quickly. He's asleep for like 75% of the whole thing. I promise you, if you saw the second half, your opinion wouldn't change. Yeah, sorry. Next time you come in, I'll give you like a look or something if you're about to see a bad movie. I mean, normally we'd let you exchange your ticket for something else, but unfortunately most of our movie showings are ending in like 40 minutes, so. Unless you want to do the Wicked sing-along, which I think has 2 hours left. Yeah, dude, sorry. Hmm? Yeah, sure, I can get you more popcorn. What kind am I eating? Sorry, Elves' secret recipe. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. Well, I guess the next showing still has a while, so... Fine. You'll clue you in. You convinced me. Although, you have to promise you're gonna keep this a secret, okay? Here. We're doing a pinky promise. Come on. Okay. What? Come on, dude. You link the pinkies and then you kiss your own thumb. That's always how it's been. Okay, so you have your, like, lovely salted, buttered pockets of goodness and shit, right? So you want, like, do you want, like, some sweetness with the savory? Okay, so I'm gonna mix some M&Ms in, and I'm gonna go heat up the popcorn in the popper until it just like lightly starts to melt, and it makes like a candied shell over the popcorn, and then it doesn't turn into like this big goopy stuff. Okay, no, that's fair. You're right. He's not a perfect actor. He absolutely sucked in that movie. I completely forgot about it until you fucking said it. Okay, so, and you haven't answered my question yet. What's your favorite movie, Handsome? Oh, come on. Come on, it couldn't be that hard. Fine. Your favorite director, then. Whoa, no shit. Yeah, that's just an answer that I don't hear people say very often, but it's like a really good answer. Dude. I was a bitch to you the second you walked in the door. Seriously. Really great choice. Those movies like really rocked my shit. They changed my outlook on life and everything. Me? Don't get mad at me that they're super modern, okay? Jordan Peele and David Fincher. Really? Yeah, I'm just surprised by your reaction, I guess. Well, I'm just a big horror and thriller fan. And a lot of guys I talk to think that I'm not, because I haven't seen like Irreversible or Jesus, a Serbian film. And it's exhausting because I could like watch The Substance a dozen times and like worship Jordan Peele's movies and Ari Aster's whole filmography, but it doesn't matter if I'm not like obsessed with American Psycho. No, I still like it. I'm just not obsessed with it. Hey, come here. Yeah, behind the counter. We've been leaning on it too much, and I think my like stomach has like a permanent indentation from leaning on this sharp ass counter, and I'm sure your elbows hurt. Yes, I open the door, take my hand. There you go. Now you have my point of view. You're back here behind the famous movie theater concessions counter. It's a gem, isn't it? Congratulations, gorgeous. You made it to the big time. I keep calling you that because even though you're the type of person to make people work on Christmas Eve, you are gorgeous and you have good taste in movies, and I really think that we should take things to the next level. Yeah, I do. So do you think I could see your letterboxed account? Yeah? Okay, good. Wow, just handing me the phone. Thank you very much. Okay, let me see what you've got here. What? How do you have something to make fun of already? Oh my god, I have Spy Kids rated at a 5 and The Substance at a 4.5 because I wish The Substance was like 10 minutes longer. And there's nothing wrong with Spy Kids 1 and 2. They're perfect. Oh my god, I can't talk to you about this. I fucking can't. Oh my god, that is the best part of the whole movie, when she's like curling her hair and it fries off like the 3 pieces of hair that she has. Oh my god, yes. I was like, we are about to reach new crazy levels with this. Oh my gosh, you have Late Night with the Devil on here. Yes, it was perfect except for the AI posters. That's right. I was so fucking mad about that. Yeah. Yes. Oh my god, that scene where he like rips his stomach open and the worms come out is like, oh shit, get down. Oh, fuck. No, it's fine. So like that's the he's like our manager who's not cool, but he's not one of the cool ones. He's like really strict about stuff, because he's one of the original owner's kids. So I need you to just like stay in this little cubby area here. I just need to hide you, okay? They can't know that you're back here. I'm gonna be like standing right next to you, so no funny business, okay? I'll fucking kick you. Sam!
Mom! Hi! How are you? Yeah, what are you doing? And to what do we owe the pleasure? Yep, absolutely, absolutely. How are those moving pictures doing? Still tucked away in their beds? Oh, come on, it's Christmas. You can't laugh at one of my jokes. All right, fine, better luck next year. Yes, the popcorn machines are cleared out. We bagged all of the leftovers, so me and Dwayne The Rock Johnson back there will take them home. Okay, yeah, I can do that. I'll sweep the aisles in the last showings, no problem. They're gonna be out in like a minute. Yeah, yeah, do you also need me to... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I have a rock in my shoe. Yep. Yeah, maybe it's a piece of coal, right? Right, yeah. You have a good night. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye. Dude, what the fuck is your problem? No, they almost fucking... Oh my god, you're back. Hi. Hello. Long time no see. Yes, hey. What's up? Oh, yeah, I can do a film setup tonight. What is it? Oh, it's Nosferatu, right. It's out tomorrow. Okay. Which theaters am I loading it into? Okay. I will pop them in the projection room and make sure they play. Yep, I won't let you down, boss. Fucking freak, what's your obsession with my legs? I have nice legs. Okay, Romeo, I have to sweep some aisles, but you are do you have plans for the rest of the night? Well, my boss said that we got the film in for Nosferatu and I need to test it, make sure it plays. And I was wondering, do you want a sneak preview of Robert Eggers' newest piece of moving art? It's technically out in like 2 hours anyway. Really? Okay, yeah. I just gotta sweep theaters 3 and 12, I think, and grab the film and one more thing, and do you want to meet me in theater 9? Oh, yeah, I mean, sweeping's only gonna take me like 10 minutes, and then everything else is gonna take me another 10. Dude, you don't work here, you don't have to sweep. Yeah, things would go a little bit faster, but I couldn't ask you to do that. You're right. You're offering, not asking. All right, handsome. Here's the broom. And here's a vest. That way you look the part. I'm gonna go grab the film, okay? I'll meet you in theater 9. What? Yeah, you look really, really good. Even with the vest. Hey, do you... Jesus! I'm sorry. I did not mean to scare you. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's my bad. You're right. Hey, the theaters look amazing, by the way. They look like just as good as when I do it. Yeah, you're good looking. You can clean. All right, Romeo, follow me this way. Mm-hmm. We are going to watch in the projection room. It's comfier, it's cleaner, and we have like a fold-down futon situation up there, which is like surprisingly comfortable, and like candles and all that shit. So it's just cozier, and we can see everything a lot better actually up there. Okay. Da 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 da. Famous projection room. Okay. So, why exactly are you at the movies flirting with some girl that you barely know on Christmas Eve? Yeah, I know what you mean. My family lives, like, all over the country, and I don't get to see them very often. Well, thanks for spending the holidays with us. With me. Yeah, you've made it not nearly as shitty as it was before. Alright, ready to watch this thing? Oh yeah, I'm like super good with my hands. I could do that really, really quickly. Alright, we're all set. I've been like really excited about this. How about you? Awesome. Okay, cool. Oh, this is for you. Yes, it's a hot dog. Well, when I said we were out, it was true because I bought the last two because I knew that I was going to need some sort of serotonin after my shitty holiday shift. But then this like handsome, charming guy who was really nice to me, even though I was a bitch to him, came around, and now I feel the need to spread some holiday cheer, I guess. Okay, cool. You ready for this? Okay. Oh, yeah, you can put your arm around me. That's fine. Okay. Ooh, it's already like starting out kind of spooky. Huh? Oh shit. Oh fuck. I did forget to grab ketchup. Oh, I have some over here. Hold on. Really? Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you. Yeah, we have, do you see that dresser thing over there? Yeah, so we each have a drawer in one of those, and mine's the third one down. Did you find it? Rad, okay. You haven't missed anything yet. It's really just like slow tracking shots and oh! Ha! You found my, you found a random vibrator. Random! Wow, that is bizarre. That's, wow, who would do something so depraved? You're not buying it? Okay, yeah, I guess that's fair. Look, we have a lot of times where there's literally no one in the theater, but someone has to be up here doing the projections, and sometimes if there is a movie with Kristen Stewart, or we did a showing of the Candyman remake with Yahya Abdul-Mateen, and sometimes I just watch movies with really hot people, and sometimes it's just me up here all alone with the flickering light of the projector to keep you company, and sometimes a gal just needs some comfort, and you probably think I'm a perv, and I need you to say something, because I can't stop talking because I'm anxious and I have. You know, normally I hate when someone interrupts me with a kiss, but this is one of the few scenarios where that is really, really working for me. God, quit poking me with that thing. If you're gonna poke me with anything, poke me with the real one. Jesus Christ. I don't want to sound super corny or anything here, but the candles from the movie are making your skin glow in this really, like, crazy cool way.
Yeah, you look like you're glowing or something. I don't know, you just look beautiful. Oh my god, I love feeling your mouth on my neck like that.
Can I see more of your skin glow like this? Can I take your shirt off? If I take my shirt off, yeah, I'd say that seems pretty fair.
God, you look so fucking delicious, Jesus. Fuck, God, these fucking arms. God, and your chest and your collarbones.
Oh, absolutely. Even though you fucking bugged me earlier, I've been staring at these arms the second you walked in. Sorry if I leave a couple of bite marks on your chest here. I swear it has nothing to do with the vampire movie. I'm just gonna try really hard to leave some marks. Is that okay? Yeah, we'll see how I feel. If I don't leave any, I don't leave any, but it's certainly my goal. Maybe I'll just slide my fingers over your pecs and down your stomach and right down to your pants. Fuck, holy shit. You are so hard for me. God, you're so fucking thick. Jesus Christ, you're like huge, dude. No, that's crazy. Like, you kind of buried the lead with that. Can I borrow this? Well, I just figure we should get the vibrator out of your hand, and I think that I probably know how to use it a little bit better. Can you unhook my bra for me? Thanks, lover boy. Now I gotta tell ya, the candles up here and the flickering of the and sweat from the small room forming on your neck, it's really, really doing something for me. So I think while we're watching this incredible movie, of course, we should put on a little bit of a show for each other. What do you think? Can I maybe show you why this vibrator is up here in the first place?
Oh my god. Holy shit. Go ahead, baby. Don't let me do this all by myself. Oh. Setting fuck, because oh my god, I don't think you want this being over before it started, right? Oh my god, baby, you look so good. Fuck, oh my god, you look so good. Yeah, does it feel good jerking that cock for me? Oh god, you're so good. You're being so good for me. Oh, fuck. Oh god, yes, baby. Fuck you. Keep fucking doing that for me, please. Oh god, fuck, you look so fucking good. I never thought I'd be spending fuck Christmas Eve like this. Fucking my tight, wet pussy next to the fucking hottest new guy in the city. God, how fucking lucky am I to be seeing your gorgeous fucking long fingers just stroking that thick, veiny, huge fucking cock. Oh my god, fuck. Fuck, you go a little faster. Can you match your speed with me and go at the same time? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, baby. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. You know, I really don't know if it's fuck a movie, this toy, or if it's you, but oh my god, I'm getting so close. Fuck. Yeah, normally it doesn't fucking happen this fast. Oh god, baby, would that be okay? Fuck, would it be okay if I came for you? Oh god, yeah? Yeah? Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, baby. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck. Move your fucking hands.
Get that stupid look off your face. Move your fucking hands. I'm gonna suck your dick. Really? Do I really have to fight you on this? I would love to have your dick inside my mouth and perhaps suck it until completion. Is that okay? Is that more clear? And actually, you don't even have to treat this like a big deal if you don't want to. You can just watch. And just watch the screen and all the amazing cinematography. Although I have heard that my blowjobs are mind-blowing and can't possibly be distracting enough to tear your eyes away from this movie, right? Come on, sweetheart. This is gonna be the only movie anyone's gonna be talking about for months. Don't you wanna pay attention? Oh, me? See this movie whenever I want. How many times am I gonna get a chance to have your cock touching the back of my throat, huh? Come on, sweetheart. Ah, fuck. Your Adam's apple in your throat bobbing up and down like that. Your neck. Your chest. God, you look so fucking beautiful. Is this how you want to spend your Christmas Eve, darling? Getting the soul sucked out of you by a girl like me. I'm happy to oblige for a Christmas wish like that. Oh God, I love fucking slamming it against my tongue like that. Fuck. Oh, what's that? You're getting close. But Romeo, you haven't even fucked me yet. And I'll be damned if I pulled off some of my more romantic movie-related gestures to not get laid. Would you like to know my Christmas wish, darling? I wish that you would flood my fucking pussy with your cum. Yeah, just bend me over this. Yeah, also that way we can still see the movie. I wasn't kidding when I said I was really excited about this. No, please, please. And I don't want to have to say a third one of those. Fuck me. Oh my God. Fuck. Hold on. Fuck. You're just gonna have to go a little bit slower. Oh my God. Fuck. Let me just adjust to you for a little bit. Oh fuck. How are you? Come here often. No, not yet. Not yet. You haven't. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, yeah, you can go ahead. Okay, okay. Fuck, you can go ahead. Oh my God, fuck, you feel so fucking good, Jesus. Oh my God, baby, you know, all of the times that, fuck, fuck, all the times that, fuck, I've used my toy on myself up here, I've never once thought that, fuck, I've never once thought that I was gonna have someone. God, fucking me as good as you're fucking me up here. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. God, but fuck, I'm so lucky that it's you. God, I'm so fucking lucky that it's you. I'm so fucking happy that it's you. Fuck. Yeah, fuck. Harder, harder. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. God, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're stretching me out so good. Fuck. You're making me feel so good. Holy shit. Fuck. You know, since you just moved here, you're gonna need someone to show you around the city. But I would love to do that for you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I am a good representation of someone who's lived here for a while. I could show you around, you know? Yeah, we could. I could check out all the different, like, record stores and bars in the area. I could specifically check out oh, my bedroom and your bedroom. Fuck. Oh. Or we could just go through all the different theaters here. Fuck. And just take a tour of all the different projection rooms. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck. Fuck. Rub my clit. Fuck. Can you rub my clit? Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh god, baby. Fuck, please. Fuck. I'm gonna. God, I think I'm getting really close here. Fuck, I don't think I'm gonna last much longer. Yeah? Oh, yeah, you do. Fuck. Fuck, you wanna come with me? Fuck, I would, baby, I would fucking love it. God, I'd fucking love it if you would come with me. God, I just wanna feel you fucking shoot your fucking hot load inside of me. Just fucking paint my fucking insides, please. Please, please, baby, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna, oh my god, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, please come for me, please come for me, please come for me, please come in me, please, please, please come in me, come in me. Fuck. Oh my god. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Hey, there's like towels and wet wipes in the second drawer of that dresser thing. Can you grab it? Thank you. Thanks. Oh, it's Nancy. She's only here like once a week, and she always keeps her drawer full of practical stuff really for the rest of us, so she'll be totally okay that I'm using it. Thank you. Oh, hey, do you... Hey. Holy shit. Yeah, no, that I just realized that too. I just thought that you knew my name because it was on my name tag. But I now realize that you're looking at my legs more than you're looking at my name tags. Yeah, I'm Maxine. Yeah, like the movie. I swear I was born before the movie though. And what's your name? Ah, nice name. Well, don't get too offended if I keep calling you Romeo. I feel like it suits you quite a bit. Well, let me be the first to say, Merry Christmas.